Hello everyone, this is Nige, and we're back for part 5. Had a lot of technical difficulties last time, and I'm not sure if I'm still gonna have them today. What I'm gonna end up doing is I'm gonna put my computer, but my phone, a little bit in a different spot and hope that it doesn't pick up the fan as much as it did last time. Because that was the problem with the last recording, where it all became really, really loud, and for that reason I put a noise gate in it instead of a noise reduction. So, yeah, and besides that, my computer was really slow, could barely edit anything, and I had to do the whole recording twice because it just didn't work out right the first time, so yay. But anyway, I guess it's time for me to move on, and with that, we're gonna move on to row 5, which is hopefully going to be a little bit easier. We'll find out. So, put my microphone over here, which is the place that I'm gonna be putting it. And the move icon's over here. And let's click our first game. There's going to be 2 new intros in this one, in this row. And that's good. This game is Splashdown. And in it, you do synchronized swimming. First, all you do is duck down and then go back up above water. So you hold and let go. It's kind of like Glee Club, where you hear 2 people and then you're the 3rd one. Just like this. 1, 2, hold. 1, 2, let go. And that's the first basic view. If you don't do it, well then that happens. And then this next part. Yep. You flick to do something. I'm not exactly sure what. But you flick 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. If you don't do it well, that happens. In fact, can you do that all the time? Yes, you can. So anyway, that's that. But there's a 3rd cue, which is basically the same, except instead of the weird noises 3 times, instead it's a whoa, which I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from. Is it coming from the crowd? Listen. And there we go. 1, 2, 3. And that's all you do. Now, of course, the tutorial made it way too easy, but it actually isn't that easy. You're gonna see, there's a few really weird rhythms in here. So here we go. Hopefully I'll be able to get a first time superb on this, though. 2, 3, and... So yeah, as you can hear, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. What? No, I missed that one. I can't believe I missed it. It's the easiest part of it all. Just go 1, 2, 3. And there's a 1, 2, 3. Seem to remember that it was so much harder. Working with the mouse, but that could just be because it's working with the mouse. But specifically in this one game, for some reason, that's not anymore. so I don't know what that is. Why does it say Ayuk? I remember in the Japanese version it was a different thing, but I'm not sure what it was. So, because of the fact that I missed that, did I only get an okay? And oh no, I didn't. Good, superb. So I got the first time, superb, and that is great. Now, this is my second take, so I think I know well enough that I will get a perfect attempt. Yes, good. And I think I know what that is. If it is the same game every time, then I know already what the game is. And that's not the game. It's this game, DJ School. Now, the last time I tried this, there was way too much lag, and I forgot to disable some kind of process, and now I think it should be working. So, let's see if I can actually do this. Here we go.
Break, come on! Boom! Take it out! Oh yeah! Let's go! Take it out! Scratch your head! Yeah! Let's go! And stop! Scratch your head!
Yeah, 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 yeah!
Break, come on! Boom! Take it out! Scratch your head! Break, come on! Scratch your head! Let's go! And stop! Boom! Scratch your head! Let's go! Check it out! And stop! Scratch your head! And stop! Scratch your head! And stop! Scratch your head! Check it out! Yeah! And stop! Let's go! Scratch your head! Yeah! Oh yeah! And stop! Scratch your head, break, come on, boom, check it out. Scratch your head, break, come on, boom. Oh yeah, scratch your head, break, come on, boom, check it out. Scratch your head, break, come on, scratch your head, and stop, boom. Let's go, scratch your head.
Wow, I'm impressed. I can't believe this. And then yes, it was the same game, and I got the perfect first try. Wow, that lag has been fixed quite a bit. In fact, I don't think I had any lag at all. The only symptoms of the fact that I'm, running this is the fact that sometimes you heard this really weird thing where it went all bassy, it went a little weird. Sometimes when it said skura, because that's one of the files, because it's Skura and Cho, one after the other. And, either that, or when I did the break, come on, ooh, the noise that it made when I went ooh was a little weird sometimes, but besides that, yes, DJ School, perfect, wow, that is amazing. Now I do wonder what that actually gives me. Does it give me the music? Can I listen to the whole entire music? Well, we're gonna have to find out later, or should I say I probably will, because I'm not sure if I'm gonna put that in a video or not. But this next part I will be able to use my microphone for, because it's one of those games where, yes, you don't need to flick, but you don't need to hold and flick. So I'm gonna try to one-handedly maneuver my mouse and find the game in question. Taking a while. It is the same intro, unfortunately. And this game is Big Rock Finish. Big Rock Finish is a game where you're basically a group of ghosts and you're the guitar player in this band, and you need to play a bunch of really short songs, and all it is this one thing that they're going to ask you to do. First, you just need to flick a bit, so you just keep pressing flick, just like that. And then, what you need to do is, they're going to let you do this as many times as you want if you don't get it right. But what you do is, and this is the first song that you hear. No, 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 and they count in 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and you go. So that's what you do for every song. You just go din, 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 din. And of course the key and the speed will change, but that's literally the only thing that you need to worry about. So, and also, the songs are in random order, which is really cool, except for the first and last one. So this is the first one. What you need to pay attention for is for your timing to be exact. If not, then it's going to be a little weird. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and. You can also press your mouse down to mute if you need to. 1, 2, and 3, and. That was probably the slowest part. This is my favorite one because he goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, come on. And I love how he does that. I don't know why. Oh god, this is a fast part. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Yes, got it. 1, 2, 3, quickly. That was the really quick one. That started quickly, I mean. And this is the last one before the very last one. That was a little swingy one. And this is the last one, which is again quite hard. 1, 2, 3, four.
Thank you!
Thank you! If you don't do it well, they're gonna boo at you and he's gonna go, by the way. So that's what he does if you don't do it right. But I got the first time superb! And that is something that I'm really proud of because God, I can't believe how many times I've done it. I've got to try again, but while flicking with the mouse on this game. In fact, my patience was way too thin, and I used save states after, like, I don't know, the fifth time. So, didn't like that game at all. But now that I can do it really well, I like it quite a lot. Because the songs are good. They are really good. I like them. Now, this next one is another one of those flicking ones, so I can redo my, I can continue doing the same thing and speak a little clearly. Before I do that, though, let me save real quick. This game... That intro may be familiar, especially for those who may have played Rhythm Tengoku. Except for the dog part, because this game is called Dog Ninja. And in it, you have to cut a bunch of different things with this sword. So first, all you do is one, flick. And you have to flick quite quickly for this. One, flick. If your timing's not right, it goes a little weird. Now, this next part's where it gets a little tricky. Listen to this pattern. And one, flick, flick. And one. Yeah, like that. If you don't do it at all, that happens. And if you do it a little bit early or late, it goes a little bit like that. And you're going to have to cut a bunch of different things, not just vegetables. I think that's what they're supposed to be. But there's also bones, tires, and a pan by the sound of it. So, let's see how well I can do this. And excuse me for noises. Just like last time, I'm still recording at this different place. This game also frustrated me quite a bit when I was playing with the mouse, because you need to flick really quickly. In fact, getting a superb attempt on this while playing with Tengoku Gold was a nightmare. Yep, those are the bones. Yep, that was me missing one, that's not good. Is it one of those music tracks that just gets stuck in your head and you can't forget it? Especially this part. Tyrant coming one. Flick, flick. And pot incoming. Yeah. Now this is where it gets just a little bit more tricky, but not very much. Here we go. One flick, flick. If this was my first time playing this game and I didn't know what I'm supposed to do, I would have probably missed all the times where I had to flick twice in quick succession, because the swinging noises that they make really don't actually tell you as much, or they're a little quiet, so you just have to learn the patterns. And since I played this for way longer than any of the other games that I've played since, which was Tengoku and Rhythm Heaven Fever, I've actually completed these games quite a few times before, it's no surprise. But first time superbs, all the first three times, I'm doing quite well. Now this one I'm going to have to put my phone down for, unfortunately. But only for the last cue, so I'm going to do it while I can. I'm going to keep it held down until I can. So, let's quickly save. No, yay! I like the intro, it's pretty cool. I think it's one of my favorite intros. Either that or the freeze frame and splashdown intro are my favorites. This game is called Frog Hop, and this is the music with lyrics in it, which is the weirdest part of it all is the fact that the lyrics, the music in this, the English version is not low quality, unlike any of the other, tracks that are lyrics. It's really weird. But, this is the first game where you have to keep tapping for a long time. You're gonna hear. So you just tap, 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 tap. If you mess up, that happens. And if you do it a little bit weirdly, it makes clicking noises, kind of like in Dengoku or Fever. It's one of those early noises, or I like to call them early noises, but they are just, I mean, you barely hit what you're supposed to hit. And if I remember correctly, in perfect runs, if you do that, it actually doesn't mess your perfect up. The only thing that messes it up is if you do it really badly. Now, that's the normal cue, and you have to keep going back to it. But this reminds me of flipper flop, actually, if you think about it. What you have to do is, you're going to hear another cue in just a minute. Like this. And you repeat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tap, tap, tap. And you go back to the normal tapping thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't do it at all, only the lower pitch one plays. So you're the middle pitch one of the frogs, and the higher pitch one is the one calling out the commands. Now this next part is a little bit trickier. Not by much though. 3, 4. Yahoo! Yahoo!
Yahoo! Yahoo!
So if you miss it up,
Yahoo!
That happens.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
It makes really cool noises, I like it.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
I don't know what the visuals actually mean, or if they do anything special besides just saying the words, but this is where I'm going to have to put the phone down for, because the fourth cue is flicking. Great. So what they're going to do, or what you have to do, is you hear spin it boys, hold and flick. So you hold flick, spin it boys,
spin it boys.
Well, it doesn't quite
boys.
Doesn't say that quite right, but
it
kind of does, especially if you're the ones doing it, because for some reason they chose a pitch of the voice where it really didn't fit in. I think the reason is, this is a really weird thing, in English they change the pitch depending on what song it is. So if it's If it's the tutorial, which is much slower, it goes on a slower pitch. But if you actually play the real game, it just becomes faster. Whereas in the Japanese version, it's always the same pitch no matter which one you're playing. And in the Japanese version, I know for a fact that the yeah, yeah, yeahs are hi, hi, hi. And the yahoos are yahai. Which, that one's a little weird when you hear them do the yahai in really low pitch. And then the Spin It Boys, because it's a little, well, it just makes a little more sense when you all they say is kududin. I like that a lot more than Spin It Boys, but never mind. Now, I don't know a lot of the lyrics of this, but I'm not sure if I can do this, actually, because I'm probably going to go off rhythm. Oh no, I shouldn't have done that. Problem is, sometimes you don't know when you're done with messages. Make sure to not do that ever again, otherwise I think I'm going to get bad ready. 1, 2, 3, and...
I fell for you, baby.
As you can hear, it's quite higher pitch.
That's why I'm dancing.
Haven't heard this song in ages.
It's a very happy day. I feel good all the time. Oh, thank you, baby.
Spin It Boys.
Pretty little lady. You should see her get down.
Ooh. So I guess there are dancing in this case.
He knows how to make her spin. I feel good all the time. Oh, thank you, baby.
I don't know what that means, Spin It Boys.
Ooh.
They missed a cue in the international version for some reason. There was a yahoo there, but there wasn't in this case.
Just keep on dancing all night.
Spin It Boys.
Let's dance. You know it's only rock and roll. Boys and girls, let's see you really shake it up now.
Yeah.
Come on, let's sing. You know it's only rock and roll.
And we're not done yet, unfortunately.
Well,
you know it's only rock and roll. Boys and girls, let's see you really shake up now.
Yeah,
come on. You know it's only rock and roll. Yeah, 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 yeah. Young love. Rock and roll.
Spin It Boys. Thank you very much. I love that part. And that's the same in Japanese, by the way. That thank you very much is the same in Japanese. Superb first try, yes! This is by far probably the quickest part, I think, so far, because it's not hard at all. Well, not as hard as the... I'm not sure. Is it any easier than, like, stuff like Row 2? Well, I don't know. But I did do that superb first try, because I guess the reason is that I know the cues, and I kind of, like, reflex knew what I was supposed to do. Even while singing, although, of course, I don't know the whole entire song, but I do know some of it, so that was really fun. And now it's time for Remix 5, which does have flicking in it, so... And we're also probably going to have another perfect attempt, which means I'm going to have 6 perfects by the end of this. So, this one is a little weird because it changes styles every few beats, and it repeats the same cues in different variations, or the same games, I mean. So we start with Frog Hop, that is easy, you don't do anything, just keep tapping, but here we go, Dog Ninja, 1, 2, 3, and... And now there's Splash Down, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, flick, 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 here we go, Dog Ninja, 1, 2, 3, keep going to Frog Hop, and Spin It Boys. Now it's Swing. Sounds really weird in this way. Even the Japanese version of this sounds a little weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 1, 2, 3, and so as you can hear, the same games, same parts of the music. Click. Yes. And another one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and now it gets a little different. Here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my favorite part. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. And 1, 2, 3. Splash down. Oh god.
Here we go.
The last part.
Here we go.
Now you're not expecting the part. 1, 2.
Spin it, boys.
Yeah, that last Dog Ninja thing where it waits after the here we go is a little weird. Although, why do they say here we go all the time is a little beyond me. And then the Spin It Boys. So again, take some time and practice getting used to. Same with Splashdown, actually, because if you don't exactly know what the patterns are and if you haven't practiced them enough, just keep practicing and you'll do fine after a while. That's my advice. And that was row 5. That was lightning quick. Wow. I don't even think I need to do much with this. I don't think I need to do much except for edit in this one next part with the perfect attempt, if there is one. If there isn't, then that's literally it. No, there is. Okay. So, it's time to find out what that perfect attempt is, and I'll be back in a minute. It's freaking Love Lab! There is no way I'm getting through this. There is literally no way at all. But, I'm gonna try it anyway. Just because I can. So yeah, that actually, I was surprised how far I could get, to be honest, because I thought I would lose the perfect in the first few seconds of the game every time, but apparently not. Not the first time, but I couldn't get through. So yeah, that was to be expected. So, I have a track record of getting 5 perfect so far. I've got Philbots, Fan Club, Shoot 'Em Up, Bluebirds, and DJ School. And I missed Rhythm Rally, Mo I Do Wop, and Love Lab. Rhythm Rally, I don't think I can do. Mo I Do Wop, maybe, just maybe I could possibly do again. So, we're gonna see what that is like. But, we have done Row 5, and that was probably the shortest episode to date. I'm thinking, is Row 6 gonna be any harder? By a little bit, yes. In fact, by quite a bit if I'm actually planning to play by the rules. We'll get to that in that episode. So, this has been Part 5. And I guess I'll just see you in part 6. So, goodbye for now.